So last year I took part in a competition called Talent Africa. So there I won an overall vocalist award and then also gold.
No, wow.
So I was sent through to the, like, I would say semi-finals or finals, I'm not really sure, which would be the qualifier for ICAP, IPAC.
IPAC.
IPAC. So that would be the qualifier for IPAC, and so we sent in digital entries to South Africa, and I sang Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. I sang Skyfall by Adele, and then I sang Just an Illusion by Zara. I'm not exactly sure what her last name is. There, I won platinum for Just an Illusion,
Wow.
and I got gold for Bohemian Rhapsody and Skyfall. So we did a bit of digging, and we actually found nothing about IPAC. So then we found out that this Talent Africa was actually a qualifier for the Talent America. So I also qualified for another competition in Europe, which would take part in Europe. But as I said, we couldn't find anything about this. So we did some digging, and once we found out that it was actually the qualifier for Talent America, we decided to contact them. So unfortunately, the entries or the entry date had already been passed. So we contacted them and explained, and then they said they would send my stuff in. And then we found out that they had already seen my videos. And then they invited me to Talent America's 50th anniversary, which will be taking place in New York this year,
Wow, and you get to go
July.
to New York. Oh,
Yes.
that's cool. And we also have Miss Nikki in the studio. And can you tell us what it means to be going with the team? Obviously, Alan, the pianist, is also going, and she's going as well, Rain, and you'll be going. So what does it mean, and how can one help to get them there?
Okay, well, just to let everyone know who I actually am, I am Rain's momager. So I'm her mom and her manager.
Momager, I like
I'm
that.
her momager. So whenever Rain performs anywhere, I am there. I'm always helping backstage. I'm always the one running around like a crazy, crazy person. But for these two children, Rain being 14, Alan being 16 years old, it is an absolute honor for them to be able to go over and to represent our country, to represent our beautiful Namibia. And them being the only two artists from Namibia that have got the opportunity to go over. So things are expensive. Everyone knows what our exchange rate with the US dollar is at the moment, and it's very expensive. So Alan's trip is costing about 80,000 Namibian dollars for his flights. We've had to go the cheap route. So our cheap flights are taking us to Joburg, and then from Joburg to Nairobi, and then from Nairobi in Kenya to New York. For Rain and myself, a combined is about 130,000 Namibian dollars. We need funds. We need help from the listeners. We need help from anybody who is willing to help to support these kids to make this opportunity a pleasant one for them. Currently, there's a lot of stress going into this because of the funds and the finances. We're scheduled to leave on the 2nd of July for the United States, and we're arriving there on the 3rd of July. So we're going a couple days early so that they can get to experience an American 4th of July show and the
Okay, I see.
Macy's 4th of July parade in New York, and then also the fireworks display, so that they can also come back and how can I say, help other artists realize their dreams of being able to go over and show them that even though we are from Namibia and we are a small, less populated country, we can be big and we
We
can
can.
show the world what we have and the talent. And there is so much talent here in Namibia, whether it is guitarists, whether it's pianists, whether it's singers, dancers. So these kids are starting a road, and they're going to open doors for other Namibian artists.
Yes,
So
definitely.
we really ask that if anybody feels that they are able to and they're willing to help us, contact us and pledge something small. Any little bit helps. That's why how we've gotten to where we are so far. It's one step at a time, And little bit by little bit, each drop fills up a bucket.
Exactly. And I understand you guys are having a concert this coming Friday.
Yes.
To raise funds for that. Can you tell me more about that as well?
That's correct. So we have got the Notes with Alan show, fundraising show, happening on Friday evening.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it at Vintook Gymnasium in their hall.
Okay.
They've been very kind to let us have the venue for the evening. And Rain will tell you a little bit more about the artists that are joining. We have got some well-known artists that have pledged to spend the evening with us and help Rain and Alan.
Mm-hmm.
Rain will be performing. Alan will be performing his beautiful art on the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And Rain, who else is going to be joining us?
So we have a very talented young lady, mm-hmm. Nazim. She'll be performing.
Yes.
A guitarist, John. So John is from NBC.
Okay.
So he'll be performing as well.
Is it the sports anchor for NBC?
I think so, yes.
Ooh, okay.
I think so. He's a guitarist.
Yes, he's a guitarist as well.
Yes, then it's him.
Okay.
So then we will have the Els, who have contacted me today, so thank you to them.
Mm-hmm.
They will also be performing. And then KP Illis.
KP Illis.
KP Illis.
Wow.
He will be performing. So that is, when I heard KP Illis is going to be there, I was like, wow. I was like, I was amazed. I'm like, I'm so excited.
Yes.
So as my mom said, Ellen and I will also be performing so that people can see a little bit of what's going to be happening.
Exactly.
And what they will be supporting. So the show will be taking part at Vintook Gymnasium.
Mm-hmm.
So tickets are 180. You can buy them at, let me just pull up the website, bit.ly/notes with Alan.
Okay, can you repeat that?
bit.ly/notes with Alan.
Okay, awesome. So that's happening this coming Friday.
That is happening this coming Friday.
Awesome. Is there entry for?
Yes, it's 180.
180.
I think tickets will also be available at the door.
Yes, there will be tickets available at the door. But if anyone wants to contact us and perhaps book tickets, if they're not able to get onto the internet to do it,
mm-hmm.
they are more than welcome to contact me on 081-665-9992.
Awesome.
So they can contact me, send me a WhatsApp, send me an SMS, and I can also pass on the information to them.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Now we're going to do things the right way. And the right way is the live way. But first, let's jump into our road report. You are still on Fresh FM Morning 2.9. I'm joined in studio by Rain and Nikki. And they're going to be having a concert this coming Friday at Gymnasium, Vintage Gymnasium. And you can be there to support and donate as much as you can. Now, we're going to be doing the right way, doing things the right way, rather, and the right way is the live way. So what are you going to be playing for us, Rain?
Well, this is actually something, it was actually my first song that I learned to strum.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do What's Up by the Four Non Blondes.
Okay.
I'll be doing a bit of the first verse and then a bit of the first chorus as I'm still working
mm-hmm.
on the second part.
Okay.
So I'm going to just do a little bit piece.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, let's get into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's live music right here on Fresh. Enjoy.
Five years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. Realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of men, for whatever that means. And so I cry sometimes when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I'm feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high. And I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey, yeah, 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 hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what's going on? And I said, hey, yeah, 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 hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what's going on?